ओम शांति। 29 जुलाई 2019 मंडे। टुडे स्लोगन फॉर दोज हु हैव द पावर ऑफ डिटर्मिनेशन, दृढ़ता इन देयर थॉट्स, एवरी टास्क इज पॉसिबल। फॉर दोज हु हैव डिटर्मिनेशन इन देयर थॉट्स, every task becomes possible. Baba has often talked about success and the keys of success, and one of the most important key to success is determination. Determination means persistence. Determination means perseverance. Determination means not yielding to any of the obstacles, but to keep on going, to continue uninterruptedly. So to be determined in one's task is one of the keys to success. For any success, you need few things. The one is determination, hard work, clear goals. For any success, you need determination, hard work, clear goal, self confidence, and fifth, work planning. Work planning. So if you want to achieve success, these five things are necessary. One should be determined to achieve it, no matter what circumstances are, no matter what obstacles are coming. Rather, a determined person would take obstacles as opportunities. So you need a very firm, resolute determination. You need hard work. Simply determination will not work. Determination should be coupled with hard work. And even hard work is there and determination is there, but there is no clear goal and life is going aimlessly, success may not come. For success, you need aim, object, target. And then self-confidence. You have confidence in all the 333 million gods, and one doesn't have confidence in oneself. Success cannot come. You have faith in Baba but no faith in yourself. Success will not come. You have faith in Rama but no faith in yourself. Success will not come. You have faith in this Brahmin family but no faith in yourself. Success will not come. The first criteria for success rather is to have confidence in oneself. Yes, I can do. That faith, that unflinching faith, that immovable faith. And even if all these things are there, but if you don't plan, without planning, nothing works. You should have a definite plan for success. So these are the five things which are needed to achieve success in any field, spiritual or material. Not just spiritual, in the material field also. In the world also, in making any career also, or if one is progressing in spiritual life, then also you need faith in yourself, you need clear goals, you need hard work, you need determination, and you need planning. Without all these things, there is no success. Today, this slogan talks about determination, and we have heard it times out of number. In Murli's, Baba talking about determination. So those who have the power of determination, this is also power. Though Baba talks about eight powers, but he also talks about so many other powers at so many other times. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said you have to donate powers. You become the giver of powers. Every power, in every circumstance, give the power because you are the master bestower. So if you have to give something, that thing you should have in yourself. In today's Sakha Murli, there is a beautiful statement. Whatever that is inside will come out outside. Nothing which is coming out from somewhere. It's coming from within. So whatever that is within will come out without. So what is within comes out without. So power of determination. So when there is this power of determination, success will touch your feet. In their thoughts, then every task is possible. Rather, you can say impossible becomes possible. If there is a power of determination in between, all impossible tasks become possible. And one of the greatest examples in history about determination is ...1883... New York, Brooklyn Bridge. There is a bridge which is connecting New York to Long Lake. And this is a bridge which is standing even today. This is the wire suspension bridge. And this is the greatest example of determination. When one engineer, whose name was John Roebling, he first of all thought of building such a huge bridge in 1883, half of the world laughed at him. People made fun of him. He became the butt of laughter. Because it was almost unimaginable to build such a bridge, because the concept of bridge building was never there. And on such a bigger basis, larger scale. So it is a bridge which is connecting New York to Long Lake. So it's a huge bridge. And he was the first person to think of building such a bridge, John Roebling, in 1883. People laughed at him. They derided at him. But he didn't give up. He created his crew of engineers. He convinced his own son, Washington Roebling, to become a partner in bringing this building of this bridge. But an unfortunate event happened. There was an accident during the building of the bridge. And in that accident, John Roebling died. And Washington Roebling got severely injured. So much so that he got paralyzed. And all his dreams were shattered. His vision was shaken. And people came up and then they said, see, we told you not to do such things. And everything was collapsed. So everything came to a standstill. Workers left and the work remained incomplete. But then, one day, when Washington Roebling was sitting on his bed, lying paralyzed, hardly he could move his hands, and the rays of the sun were coming through the windows, and they flashed upon his face, and the ray of hope rose in his heart. Again, those desires that I have to complete this task and I should not give up. He called back all the engineers back. And how did he do the planning? With his fingers, he wrote on the arms of his wife and gave instructions to the engineer. Do this, do that, do this. Because it is only he and his father knew the plan and none else. So he gave the instructions on the hands of his wife. This is how it is to be done. This is how. And he continued giving that instructions for 13 years. And one day, the Brooklyn Bridge, which stands today, you can go on internet and see how big it is. And it is in fact a tourist place. And it is a wire suspension bridge. So this Brooklyn Bridge is the story of determination. This is also the story of love of his wife. This is also the story of dedication of his wife. This is also the story of his own resolute willpower, so that the impossible task became possible. So any tasks which seems impossible in the beginning, with firm will, with firm determination, becomes possible. So this is in the world, in the spiritual life also. We have so many impossible tasks. What are they? Maya. Understanding Maya before conquering. We have a huge list of sanskars which are buried within us, which are so deep rooted. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, every day, everybody does how many mistakes? 10 to 20 minimum. And there are many who don't understand even what is mistake, bhool. They don't even understand. Everybody keeps on doing mistake. So we have a list of mistakes to get over those mistakes, to defeat those deep-rooted sanskars. This is a very impossible task. In the world, they believe that nobody, sanskars cannot change. Person comes with the sanskar and dies with the same sanskar. Swabhav, that never changes. But Baba says, you have to do this sanskar transformation. So this sanskar transformation is something like an impossible task. But can we change it? Baba said, yes, you can change it. In this Kali Yuga, Baba said, there is a total criminalization. In Satyuga, there is a civilization. So where there is a complete criminalization, and drama, it is not so easy that in the drama you will become completely civil now, so easily. That's why keep on checking yourself, judge. Keep on seeing yourself, dekhna. Savdhan, keep on being attentive. So many things are needed. So this task is something like impossible task. Conquering Maya is something like impossible task, where we even don't understand what is Maya, because the vices are so subtle. Even if Baba said in today's Murli, even for Maharatis, they should check themselves. They see somebody, this is a very good sister, to do something, they feel chalayaman. They become fickle, nimble. So these eyes, they deceive at all the time. Even Maharatis get trapped in name and form. So how difficult it is to conquer Maya, to conquer old sanskars. One's weaknesses, flaws, failings, imperfections, defects, whatever you call. First of all, it is so important to know what defect I have, what flaw, what weakness, to what extent I am soul conscious. So these are impossible tasks of Brahmin life. But yes, we can change with the help of firm determination, with the power of determination in their thoughts, every task will become possible. So one must try to first understand which is that sanskar, which is that vice, which is that maya which is that weakness, which is that shortcoming, which is that hidden fear that will come in vices. But yes, fear does require separate mention. So what is this in my life which is going on in spite of trying everything, in spite of doing everything? Still something is there which is again and again coming up. So one should sit down and make a planning what to do with this. This seems impossible. This is a gigantic task, a mammoth task. So it does take time. It will not go suddenly. So how to make the thought determined? How to increase the power of determination? What one should do? Now the next question is, what one must do to increase the power of determination? Self-respect. Okay. This is a good thing. Self-respect. That I am powerful soul. I am master almighty authority. I can do everything. Nothing is impossible for me. So that is known as affirmations. They are known as positive affirmations. I can do it. Nothing is impossible for me. It's a child's play for me. It's a very easy task. I have done it multiple times. I am the victorious soul. I am the conqueror of Maya. So, Soman, self-respect will make one determined. Next, visualization. Next is visualize. See yourself being successful. If you see that something, some sanskar you are struggling with for a very long time, create a vision that I have already conquered it. I have already conquered it. See yourself. Just as there was a man and he was addicted to smoking and he had a daughter and he used to love his daughter too much. But a wife said, I will not allow you to meet your daughter unless and until you give up smoking. And she took away the daughter. The man was distressed. What to do? Because he himself had tried every which means to give up smoking. But it is not that easy. So what he did? He took the help of visualization. Every day, morning, evening, he saw himself playing with his daughter in the garden. He created a vision that I am playing with my daughter. And this can happen only when I give up smoking. So he created that vision. So visualization, colorization and picturization. Visualization, colorization and picturization. Create a picture. Visualize. Then picturize and then put colors and make it live and see if it is happening. It is there, really happening. So he created a vision. He saw himself in the garden. He is playing with his daughter and his wife with him, and he has already given up smoking. So he created a positive picture. This is known as board vision. What you have to do is create a, on the board, create a vision. Take a board like this, and you can definitely take such a board and create a vision, because mind, subconscious mind, understands the language of pictures. It doesn't understand the language of words. It needs pictures. So subconscious mind, create a picture in front of subconscious mind. Whatever that is written, for example, that's written there, you are great, but you may not remember it. Because they are words, mind doesn't understand. Subconscious mind doesn't understand the language of words. It understands the language of picture. Instead of the word Mahan, you create a picture of a great soul there. That time you may remember, otherwise you don't. So mind needs pictures. Mind needs pictures. Then you can remember things in a better manner. That is one of the techniques for memory. Memorization, taking the help of pictures. So for making the determination powerful. Take the use of, take the help of visualization. So second is visualization. Next, how to become determined. Yes, repetition. Keep on repeating same thing again and again, again and again, again and again, again and again, till the time it becomes habit. Till the time it becomes so firm. Keep on repeating, keep on repeating, keep on repeating. Keep on saying, keep on saying, keep on saying. Keep on doing the same thing again and again. Till the time you achieve it. Don't stop. Don't wait. You don't have to wait. Unless and until the goal is achieved. Uttishta jagrata prapya varanya bodhata. Arise, awake and stop not till the goal is achieved. Till the goal is achieved, you cannot sleep. Unless and until you reach the goal. Till that time, you cannot stop. Keep on doing, keep on doing, keep on doing. The third thing is repetition. What else is needed to make the determination, dridhata, to bring determination in life? Know that obstacles will come. Don't expect that obstacle. Don't think that obstacle will not come. Challenges will come, obstacles will come, people will become hindrance. Circumstances, difficult circumstances will come, but take all of them as opportunities. Avsar, chances. These are the opportunities that are coming to make you strong. Don't think that why this has come, why that has come. I was going so nicely. I was doing so good purushad, but everybody is obstructing me. Everybody is pulling the leg. Nobody wants that I should reach the top. They want you to reach the top. That's why they are coming. Because they want you to go through all the upheavals, all the circumstances and cross everything. With experience, because you become experienced. Because after crossing an obstacle, now you know how to tackle it. After facing a criticism, now you know how to tackle it. After facing an accusation, now you know how to tackle it. After facing an insult, now you know how to deal with insult. First time one is insulted, one feels very bad. 2 days depression. Second time insulted, okay, 1 day depression. Third time insulted, half day depression. Provided one is learning from the previous insults and how to manage it. Then, let people say what they want. We are unfazed, unaffected, unperturbed, unaffected by anything which is outside. So now with that, you can teach others how to remain strong in the face of all the uncomfortable situations. So for determination, you should have the attitude, free attitude. Okay, this will come. You have chosen the path where there are obstacles. So this will come. What else?
By recalling the fruit or the reward.
Of
which it should happen in the future, will be called.
Okay. So thinking of the what I am going to get. If I achieve this, for example, there is a sanskar in some person feeling and crying. For every now and then people, they keep on crying. So this sanskar is there. Very deep rooted sanskar. The moment somebody says something, there are tears. The moment somebody says something, feeling bad inside. Somebody did not pick up my phone, I feel bad. Somebody doesn't answer, bad. Somebody, I expected something, somebody doesn't give me that, I feel bad. So there is a sanskar. Now think of yourself as a person who is feeling proof. Visualize yourself and thinking of it, if I become like this, how my life would be, how stable throughout the day, I will remain stable throughout the day. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, great sorrows, Mahan Aparampar Dukh is going to come. And for that you have to remain stable. Simply becoming a Pandit will not work. Panditai. Simply becoming Pandit is not going to work. Here you should have what is there. You have to become very strong here. Because this is the path of thorns. So, today's slogan. For those who have the power of determination in their thoughts, every task is possible. Om Shanti.